I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The protests in Iran have captured headlines since September. But increasing persecution of Iran's believers has largely gone unnoticed. And that's on purpose, says Nazanin Baghestani. She works with Heart for Iran's Mohabbat TV. After police raid houses, they warn Christians not to tell anyone. They see Christianity as a threat to the stability of the Islamic Republic.
They say, you're not worth anything. You should be a beggar because you've become a Christian. You don't deserve to have these stuff.
Thank God for the faithfulness of Iranian Christians and ask God to strengthen them as they face rampant persecution.
We need to be aware that there is persecution inside Iran, inside families, inside even remote villages. You know, there is persecution.
And what's the unlikeliest place for a church? A Ukrainian pastor started one at a lonely open-air bus stop. Eric Mock of the Slava Gospel Association tells the story.
He took an old broken-down wooden table, some instant coffee, a few tea bags, and a hot kettle, and went out with a few cookies and set up a table. And for those people in the bus stop that were maybe just wanting a cup of coffee or a few minutes of conversation, it was there that his church was begun.
SGA stands behind over 350 missionaries all over the former Soviet Union, but they want to double that number over the next 10 years. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and shares the stories of believers who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.